Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles.
Woo!
When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It
may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Woo!
This is how you fight. When the enemy comes in with a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard.
Everybody, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Tyler McNeil this morning. I thank God for you. You and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. This is how I fight my battles. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this morning, amen, for his grace, for his mercy, for what he is doing in this hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. With that being said, glory to God. Glory to God. We'll get ready to go in prayer, but I want to thank everyone. Hallelujah. For your prayers. Amen. For your calls, for your texts. Amen. And thank you, Pastor Waters, for holding it down for me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray. Amen. Y'all pray for me today. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God that I can do the will of God on this day. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way on today. Let your mighty power come down on day. Let your mighty power come down on me today, God. Let the anointed flow, God, from house to house, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ the Nazareth, Lord God. And I ask, Father God, that you will create us a clean heart, God. Hallelujah, God, and renew a right spirit within us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you have your way on today. Move by your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, God, you know what we need on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you, Lord God. I thank you that all houses are blessed on this line today, God, in Abosia, and victory. We're walking in victory on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As we lift our hands to heaven today, Father God, let your power, God, on us today, Father God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father God, for the movement of the Holy Ghost on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Father God, as I move out the way, that the power of God will have his way on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Use these lips of clay, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you and I lift you up on today. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name on this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. People of God, I'm excited for what the Lord is doing and how the Lord is speaking on this week. Praise God. I don't know about you, praise God, but all this week I had something in my spirit called the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God to come to wake us up this morning. Hallelujah. Come to bless us this morning and come to see about us this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get excited about your future, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because your future looks good. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. What God has given me on today, amen, we all know, and we always say this, we all know the pastor scripture of Isaiah 43:18-19. Amen. But I want to talk to you about being in transition. Being in transition. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because God has been speaking, hallelujah, to me and speaking that people in, yes, Holy Ghost. People are in transition and they don't understand it. Praise God. So God says to come this morning and speak under the power of the Holy Ghost this morning. Yes, Holy Ghost. A God of new beginnings. Somebody say a God of new beginnings, because he is a God of new beginnings. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe we have read this scripture over and over and over, but I want to really talk about this scripture this morning. It says, forget the former things. Now hear me in the Holy Ghost today. Forget the former things. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Do not dwell on the past. He says, see, I am doing a new thing. And then it comes with an exclamation point. Now it spring up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams, come on, Holy Ghost, in the desert. The context, God is speaking into another transition. Parents of the Israelites, this time they are in exile, not enslaved in the Egyptians. They're in exile, people of God. They're in transition. The way God spoke to me and told me to tell you, praise God, you might not understand, but you're in transition. But they're shackled by the Babylonians. Who feels shackled today, praise God? They miss the old times of their strong nation. their renowned temple, and the joys of their homeland. You're in transition, people of God. This passage is not only God's timely message to the Israelites in their period of exile. It's also a timeless message to us in our times of transition. Let's take a slow walk. Come on, we're going to slow walk this thing today, praise God. Let us take a slow, thoughtful approach to Isaiah 43, 18, and 19. Let us take a walk this Sunday morning. He said, forget the former things. Coming out of the gates strong. Really, God? Come on. Because we think about it, glory to God. Forget the former things, God. Come on. Forget the former things, even the ones that were good. Even though we miss them and like to talk about the good old times, and even the ones that were bad, even though we like to dwell in bitterness and sadness sometimes, come on, somebody, just forget the former things altogether. Unfortunately, we aren't able to literally forget anything or everything. Certain joys and certain scars are too significant to simply forget at a whim. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, praise God, but I got some scars to show my past. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. They're enabled into our hearts. And you know, somebody, come on, some things are embedded into our hearts, etched into our memories. And in many ways, they made us into who we are today. Somebody say, my scars made me who I am today. My past made me who I am today. What I went through made me who I am today. Oh, come on, talk to me this morning, people of God. The Israelite cannot literally forget the good former things such as their homeland, temple, and their stability. And they literally cannot forget the bad former things such as their exile, oppression, and their poverty. So is God commanding the impossible? Not everyone has a neutralizer. You know, praise God, if you've seen the men in black, like, yes, Holy Ghost, like the men in black, they disappear. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Is that what it means to forget the former thing? No. I don't think so, people of God. I think it ultimately means do not allow your past experience, those former things, both good and bad, to color your perception of the present and the expectation for your future. Somebody say, my future looks bright. My future looks good. I'm getting excited about my future because my God is bigger than what I think he is. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How big is your God in your life? My God, I give you glory. See, if we grow consumed with the former things, we won't be able to fully take advantage of our presence. Ah, my God, I give you glory, including both its trials and the joy. Come on, somebody, because we went through both. We went through the trials, and we had some times of joy, and well, also view our prospect to our future through the distorted lens of our past. Sometimes, praise God, we see things in a different way, and they become distorted to us. Hey, that about yeah. This is the way of sight, treating our circumstances as bigger than God. Oh, my sight. Yeah, and not of faith, threatening and treating God as bigger than our circumstances. God does not want his children to live in delusion. Therefore, we must plead for God to free us from being mastered by our former things. Oh, come on, somebody. I want to talk to you today. Praise God. God is freeing us. Amen. But we got to be able to master those things, the former things, because it's rooted in a small disbelieving view of God. The power to forget the former things lies in not forgetting the things, namely that God is more loving, more powerful, more wise than we will ever be, or that any circumstances might suggest. This is the message God is preaching to us, come on, Holy Ghost, and that we and well have to preach to ourselves. Are you ready to preach to yourself on this week? Praise God. See, sometimes you got to preach to yourself. My God, I give you glory. You got to walk around your house and preach to yourself. You got to prophesy to yourself. My God, I give you glory. I have a bright future. No matter what it looks like, I have a bright future. Do not dwell on your past. The problem is not that we think about former things, but that we choose to dwell on them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You cannot prevent a bird from flying in over your head, but you can prevent it from building a nest on your head. I heard somebody say that on yesterday. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. This is the essence of how our former things can destroy us. Satan gets a foothold with one thought. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. One thought, praise God. He gets a foothold in our lives. And the more we dwell on it, the more power we give him to feed us lies. Oh, come on, somebody. Say, my future looks brighter. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I can see clearly now, dominating our present thinking and distorting our future hoping. So what can you do right now in your circumstances so that these thoughts of former things do not hinder you in your period of transition and where God is taking you? Oh, I want to talk to us today. Praise God. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say glory to God. Where, God, are you taking me in this hour? Because I feel that something is taking place. Something is bursting loose. There's a movement taking place in my life. Don't let your memory of your past or your former things master you. Cut the cords on the former things that would otherwise make you a puppet to its false thinking and false living. He said, see, I'm doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. Come on, somebody. God. See, this is loaded with promises from God, loaded with truth from God. God commands us to see. To see. It's not see, not the little S-E-E. It's see. Glory to God. With an exclamation mark. God is excited and eager for us to see what he's accomplishing and how he is working. God's statement, I am doing a new thing, is a present active verb. It's a movement, people of God. Behold the scene of Israel's oppression. God was working for them in their present for their future. Oh, come on, I want to talk to you today. God is working for you in your present right now, praise God, for your future. He did not want them to be consumed with the past, that they discounted the way in which God was working for them and every detail of their circumstances. Now it shall spring forward. Somebody say glory to his name. Literally, God is moving right now. Not back in your past, not back in the good old days, not after the season will pass, not after another season will pass. No, glory to God, glory to God. God is literally at work right now accomplishing his purpose. Somebody give God a praise and a shout because God is working right now. My God, I give it glory. He's working in your now for your and accomplishing your purpose in your future. God is doing a thing in your life, but you may be aware of maybe two or three of them. Indeed, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Oh, glory to God. Is God talking to us this morning? He said, do you not perceive it? You can't grab a hold of this thing? Are you not seeing well? Hey, God understands our struggles in believing and perceiving his purpose. His question today, do you not perceive it? It's aimed to drive home a point, namely, that we oftentimes have a difficult time seeing and perceiving the hand of God at work in our lives because trying circumstances, or can I talk to somebody today, because you're going through a trying circumstances incline us to look inward instead of upward. And outward, we become preoccupied with the most immediate need, us, and as a result, immediately forfeit the bandwidth necessary for seeing and perceiving what God is undoubtedly accomplished on the outside of us. God, somebody say, I'm seeing a little better right now. I'm seeing a little better. I'm starting to see I have a bright future. I'm starting to see that God is moving in my circumstances. I'm starting to see there's a movement taking place in my life. I'm starting to see even greater, because greater the opposition, greater the blessing, people of God. My God, I give you glory. It might not feel like something is happening in your life right now, but I'm here to tell you, under the power and the prophetic anointing, that God is moving in your life. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say hallelujah, Jesus. My encouragement to you is quite simple. In your pain, in your transition, in your trial, look upward to God, outward to others, and onward to your circumstances. Not inward at one particular circumstances. I think you'll be shocked at how much clearer your vision will become to the hand of God in your life. Somebody shout with me this morning, praise God, because I'm ready, praise God, to get blessed today. I'm ready to lift my hands up today. I'm ready to receive the glory of God. I'm ready, glory to God, glory to God. Somebody come on with me this morning. My God, I give you glory. I am making a way for you, saith the Lord thy God. So here, God is using repetition to create a needed emphasis. Again, he uses the present active tense. The phrase, I am making a way, means he is currently, actively, and presenting, working for us. My God, I give you glory. Every circumstance in our lives, both the evil and the good, God works together for our good and for his glory. Anybody catch it right now, praise God. Before any circumstances come into your life, my God, I give you glory. It first goes through God, praise God, the hand of God, the hand that was pierced for our love. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. My God, I give you glory. My God, I give you glory. The hand that was pierced for us in love in the past is holding us in the palm in his presence and working for our good in our future. Oh, come on, my God, I give you glory. He's not going to leave you as you are for now and then get involved in your life later. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. He's not going to leave you as you are now and then get involved with your life later. He is currently fighting for you now, making a way, some form or another in your life. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say, I got to see clearly because my future looks bright, praise God. When I got up this morning, praise God, I heard the Holy Ghost said, your future looks brighter than it was before. Your ladder should be greater than before. Come on, somebody. I want to speak that over you today, praise God. Your ladder, your ladder, shall the renovosia, shall the greater see through the eyes of God, a way in the wilderness and a stream in the wasteland. In the wasteland, saith the Lord. God often puts us in position where we are weak. Oh, my say, quote Papa Standa. We don't like that place, people of God. Yeah, the Labosia. I know I don't, praise God. He puts us in a place where we get weak so that he can be strong for us. Hey. He puts us in a place that are incredibly difficult and impossible so that we can put his grace and glory on display. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. So that he, God, can put his grace and his glory on display. The bigger the obstacle, the bigger display of his greatness when he overcomes it. You will overcome. A way in the wilderness, a stream in the wasteland. But this is what it means to live with eyes of faith. Perceiving your circumstances through the lens of who God truly is. Not perceiving God through the lens of what your circumstances might possibly suggest, because your circumstances look dim. It looks bleak. It looks like it's never going to happen. But that's when God steps in. Stop defining and limiting your future in the terms of your past. Your past don't have nothing to do with your future. Stop defining it in the terms of your God. My God is a big God. He's doing big things in my life. I might not have what I want right now, but God is working in my future. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. I might not be where I want to be right now, but God is working in my future. My ministry might not look like it. What about here? What if, oh, yes, I don't know about it. It might not look like it right now, but God is in my future working. Come on, somebody. My finances might not look like it, but God is working in my future. My children, praise God, it might not look like it, but God is working in their future. I want to talk to us today, praise God. Somebody shout with me today, praise God. God is working in my future. This is how we can have hope in the valley and the desert of life. I don't know where you find yourself. But perhaps right now you feel as if nothing is going right. You know, it feels as if everything is against you. As Jacob's one cried out, but according to this passage, you're right where God wants you. And therefore, you are right where you're supposed to be. And this is so you can receive the right provision from the Lord at the right time and for all the right reasons. Ain't that some good news, people of God? You're where you're supposed to be. That means that you're going to receive the right provisions at the right time for the right reason. That's good news to me. So he says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. See, we can't sometimes take the old things into the new place where God is taking us. Now it shall spring up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in your wilderness and stream in your desert. See, a lot of times, praise God, we got the wrong mindset going into a new place. I hear the Holy Ghost. See, our mindset has to change. You hear what the Holy Ghost says. Our mindset has to change. Where I thought that poverty would reign in my life, I got to see it the way, I'm using an example. I got to see the way God wants me to see. I got to speak it the way God wants me to speak it. this will not cross over into my future. My past will not cross over into my future. Oh, come on, God, I give you glory. Somebody got to give God the praise. Whatever I'm going through right now, my sekundarabasanda, will not cross over into my future because my future looks bright. Because God already made the way. He's already made the crooked places straight. Oh, come on, my God, I give you glory. All you got to do now is be sensitive to the spirit of the living God. Stay in prayer posture. Stay in the presence of God and allow God to work out your miracle. The promise. Promises on the backdrop. When I thought about the backdrop, I thought about photography. Hallelujah. What's the backdrop of your life right now? While this passage is one of the promises, it was given in a context of transition. Somebody say, I'm just in transition right now. The context of transition, trials, and temptation. That's where it came from. In fact, the beginning of this chapter established set the framework for a rather dark backdrop. But what God is saying that he's going to make your future bright. When you pass through the waters, he said, I'll be with you. And when you pass through, come on, I want you to hear me and the Holy Ghost today. It says through the rivers and they will not seep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not, come on somebody, set you ablaze. Notice that God does not say if you pass through the waters. He said when you pass through the waters. The question is not if you will face transition, trial, and temptation, but when you significantly, glory to God, God did not diminish or bring down the Israelite pain once for all. However, he told them not give 1 ounce of weight to their current pain or their circumstances, insofar as their future was concerned, insofar as his ability and goodness was concerned. He said, don't worry about what you're going through. You're just in transition. My God, I give you glory. Why? Because in Christ, the Israelites then, and we today have a God who walks through the waters and fires with us, who works in them for us, and who strengthens and refines his grace in us, who reveals his glory to us. Come on, somebody. In this world, you will have trouble. That's Bible, people of God. But take heart, he says, I have overcome the world. The same God who overcame the world, who overcame your sins, and who conquered Satan and sin is the same one who can overcome in your life. For he is the same yesterday in the former things as he is today in your transition, as he will be in your future. My God, I give you glory. Somebody got to understand, you're just in transition. My God, I give you glory. He told us, praise God, don't remember the good things, praise God. Know that where you're at right now, praise God. I'm getting ready to do something different in your life. It's going to spring forth, praise God. Have you ever had to start over on something? Have you ever had to go back to the drawing board? Have you ever had to start over at something in your life? He's God in the beginning. He's God in the end. He is the author and the finisher and is not over till he says it's over. Although we may have seemingly start from scratch. Some of us, praise God, we're starting from scratch, but glory to his name. Somebody feel that they're too old to start from scratch. But my God says your ladder shall be greater. You better lift your hands up to the Lord, praise God, because he will renew your strength. He will renew your mind. He will renew your body, praise God. Them broken down bones that you feel that when you get up in the morning, praise God, aches and pains and all those things going on, God is able to strengthen you on today. The same way he strengthened Moses day by day, praise God. Those eyes that's going dim, he's able to open them up today, praise God. He's able to open up the Red Sea for you, my God. I give you glory. Hallelujah. Who's starting over? Say today, my fresh new start. My God, I give you glory. Hey, so the Hamosia. God is up to something big in my life. I can see clearly right now. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody say, I'm being restored. I'm being restored. I'm being restored. I'm going to go to a song. I will be right back. Praise God. To finish what God has given them to me.
I believe in my spirit that not only is God restoring things to you, but he's restoring you back to where you belong. Can you just lift your hand in the atmosphere and shout, I've been restored. Shout it again, I've been restored.
put you back where you belong. This is why I was trying to get you the entire time. Oh, I'll put you back, put you back.
All right, all right, all right. Hallelujah. Say, point to yourself. Praise God. I've been restored. Somebody say, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes God has to shake the very foundation, amen, of our lives to get us back to where we belong. Amen. Praise God. But somebody shout today, I have been restored. My God, I give you glory. And my future looks great. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Although we may have to seemingly start from scratch, people of God, there's a sure foundation that the rock is Christ, a God of new beginnings, a God of new things. In the beginning, God, come on somebody, God started anew by creating the heavens and the earth. And if he created the heavens and the earth, what you think that he can do in your life? His mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. He made a new covenant. He gave a new commandment that ye love one another as I love you, praise God. He was buried in a new scepter. Come on, somebody. He rose from the dead to make a new and living way for us. And, come on, my God, I give you glory. He said, they that believe on him, come on, who and would speak with new tongues. Come on, my God, I give you glory. He gives a new wine of the Holy Ghost to the thirsty. There is a new beginning for the people of God. Somebody say, I thank you, Lord, that I'm in my transition. When a person is born again, he writes a new name in glory. My God, I give you glory. They sung a new song. Are you singing a new song today? Praise God. Somebody say, I have been restored. That is my new song, praise God. For right now, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you got to put yourself in the place where God wants you to be. My God, I give you glory. He brought me up out. The Bible says in Psalms 42:3, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. My God, I thank you, Jesus. He will make a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem. These are all new things that God is speaking for. The Bible says in Revelation 21:5, and he that sat upon a throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write. Are you writing, people of God? Write it down. What do you need God to do in your life? Get your book out, praise God. Pray over it every night and watch it come to pass the way God wanted to come to pass. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way. For these words are true and faithful. God is a fresh God that gives fresh wind, fresh fire, fresh rain, fresh oil, fresh manna, and a fresh word from heaven to his people. That new birth, come on somebody, say a new birth. It's a new birth, praise God, taking place in my life. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. The Bible says in Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. Are you walking in the newness of life, people of God? Yesterday don't count. Today is a new day, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew 9:16-17, no man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and rent is made worse. Hallelujah. Neither do men put new wine into an old bottle, else the bottle breaks and the wine runneth out, and the bottle perishes. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Oh my God, I give you glory. There are some things that God has given you, praise God, that you're walking in the newness of God. I speak new vision. Yes, Holy Ghost. I speak new vision coming forward in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:24, and that ye put on a new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The Bible says this, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We got to hold on to the word of God and walk this thing out by faith in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:18-19, remember ye not. Come on, I want you to hear this today. Neither consider the things of old. I want you to put that in your book. Behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it shall spring forward. Shall ye not know? I will even make a way in the wilderness. God keeps speaking this thing, and the river in the desert. Remember ye not, if you are holding on to something that doesn't belong to you and was never intended for your life, then you need to let it go. Come on, somebody. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. If you are holding on to your past hurt and pain, let it go. My God, I give you glory. If someone, yes, Holy Ghost, if someone can't treat you right, love you back, and see your worth, let God handle it. And let it go. If someone has angered you, let it go, people of God. If you are holding on to some thoughts of evil and revenge, let it go. Come on, somebody. If you involved wrong relationship or addiction, let it go. My God, I give you glory. This is the hour, people of God. Let it go, let it go, let it go. If you have a bad attitude, let it go, because you didn't wake up this morning on your own, praise God. It was the Holy Ghost that woke you up this morning. My God, I give you glory. Ask God to get your attitude in check. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, I give you glory. If you keep judging others to make yourself feel better, let it go, people of God. If you're stuck in the past and God is trying to take you to a new level in him, let it go. My God, I give you glory. We don't want to come out of unfamiliarity. My God, that's why we get stuck in places, because we're scared to step out. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But I speak as a prophet of God today to let it go in the name of Jesus. You will cross over into your destiny. You will come out of unfamiliarity. My God, I give you glory. See the new picture that God is painting for you. My God, I give you glory. See the new chapter God is already turning for you. See the new book that God is writing for you. My God, I give you glory. If you are struggling with healing of a broken relationship, let it go today. My God, I give you glory. God is in full control. If you keep trying to help someone who won't even help or try to help themselves, let it go today, people of God. It's a let it go kind of day today. My God, I give you glory. If you're feeling depressed and stressed, let it go today. God, you hold on to the horns of the altar. Ask God to refresh you today. I speak it in the name of Jesus, that you're refreshed today, that you're renewed, that you're revived. If there is a particular situation that you are so used to handling yourself, and God is saying, take your hands off of it. Then you need to let it go. Let the past be the past. Forget the former things. God is doing a new thing. For, you know, I kept hearing God say this week, it's tight, but it's right. And I'm like, you know, sometimes God speaks to you because he try to relate to who you are. Everything that you're going through right now is tight, but it's right. Hey, let it go. The battle is the Lord's. Forgetting those things which are behind. Behold, I'll do a new thing. Now it shall come forward. The new beginning. David needed a new beginning. The Bible says in Psalms 51, 9 to 12, hide thy face. He said, hide thy face from my sin and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Cast me not away. Come on, somebody. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Peter needed a new beginning. My God, I give you glory. John Mark needed a new beginning. The clay had a new beginning. Come on, my God, I give you glory. I laugh because Pastor was preaching on that this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 18:3, folks. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred. Hey! In the hands of the potter. So he made again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is God making you over today? Hallelujah, Jesus. Joshua had a new beginning. But God says, as I was with Moses. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. What seems to be the end may really be your new beginning. Someone shout with me this morning, renew. I'm renewed, I'm renewed, I'm refreshed today, praise God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. Isaiah speaks it, praise God. I want you to talk to me today, glory to glory to glory to glory. Isaiah 40 and 31, but they that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord, come on, Holy Ghost, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. My God, I give you glory. People of God, you are in transition. You are in transit to your transition. New things are on the horizon. See yourself in new things God has prepared for you today. Thank him for your transition of your future looks great. Stay in fellowship with the Lord. My God, I give you glory. We thank and praise God on today. Praise God. So if you don't understand where you're at in life right now, praise God, and you're looking around at your life, praise God, and you're at a standstill, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, that means that God is up to something big. He's preparing something great for you, praise God. Don't get disheartened, people of God, yes, Holy Ghost, because God says, the Lord thy God is doing a new thing. My God, I give you glory. I thank and praise God for you coming on today. Praise God. I thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for being on today. Praise God. I was able to bring forth God's word today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just know. A God of a new beginning. Wherever you're at, raise your hand and tell him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for my new beginning. Now I understand that I'm in transit to my new beginning. My God, I give you glory. Amen, people of God. I thank and praise God on today. I thank him, amen, for what he has said today. I pray that you have grabbed a hold to the word today. No matter what you're going through, hallelujah, the shackles today are broken off of your life. The shackles are broken off your mind. The shackles are broken off your feet today in the name of Jesus. God is moving in your future. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. So God don't want you to hold yourself, amen, praise God, in a place, amen, where you condemn your past. Know that he has already wiped the slate clean. The devil wants you to go back and think about all the wrong things that you have done. But I'm here today under the power of the authority that God has given me to speak to you today, praise God, knowing that great things are ahead of you, praise God. What seems impossible to you is not impossible to God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So we thank God today, amen, time I say, for what he is doing and what he has done and what he's going to do, not only in your life, but your family life as well. So we thank and praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't forget, praise God, people of God. Hallelujah. On Tuesday, amen, Bishop Thurman Butler will be on Undisputed Truth Ministry. And don't forget, praise God, Pastor Ilona Waters, hallelujah, will be on Thursday, praise God, hallelujah, True Vine International Ministry, praise God, hallelujah. So we thank God for her. We thank God for the bishop, amen. There are great things that's coming in the ministry, praise God. So stay tuned for what the Holy Spirit is doing. And I will be back tomorrow morning, amen, for prayer time at 6 a.m. So join me, people of God. I miss you guys, amen, praise God. You know, one thing I heard before I close out this morning. Amen. This morning I was reading something and it kind of stuck out to me. And it says, I'm going to put he or she came out of nowhere. See, a lot of times you've been hitting. He or she came out of nowhere. Nobody knows you. Nobody, you know, perceive where God is taking you because you've been cloaked by God for the glory. Amen. Praise God. Let me just say that. I hear the Holy Spirit. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes God covers our glory. And while he is yet working on us, thank you, Lord Jesus, he's making a way for us. But he or she came out of nowhere. They wonder where they came from. And then you think about it. It says, no. I came through a process. See, nobody knows your process. Hey, Koda Basanda. Hallelujah. They think that you just arrived. But no, you've been in a process. Hey, double fire. That's why God says those things that you've been through, you might have felt scars. You might feel the hurt. You might feel the pain. You might feel the discouragement. You might even feel, praise God, the disrespect. Come on, somebody. You might even feel left out. But it was planned that way. My God, I give you glory. You have come through a process. And that's why Father says, forget about those things. Because I got something new for you. Wiping the slate clean today. Let the power of God rest, rule, and abide upon you. May you see with new eyes and hear with new ears. And may God anoint your feet for where he's taken you. May God uplift you with his righteous right hand today. May you be uplifted today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. If people of God, if you like to bless this ministry, it is a church. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. You may call me 302-883-9799, and I will tell you how you can give unto the ministry for the furthering of the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us pray. 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 I heard God says somebody needed to hear that. I came through a process. Yes, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you and we lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I pray, God, for each and every one under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you would touch them right now from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your blood cover us. Let your blood cover our homes, God, in the name of Jesus, God, our vehicles, whatever, God, we're going, Father God, even on this week ahead, Father God. I pray, God, that the blessings will overtake us, undergird us, overshadow us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that you put a new song in our mouth, God, a new step in our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you have already made the crooked places straight, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we say thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, for the for the open doors, God. I thank you for the closed doors, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I thank you that you're blessing businesses, God. I thank you that you're blessing finances, Lord God. I thank you that you're yes, Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord God, that you're blessing ministries, God. I thank you that you're blessing marriages, God. I thank you that you're blessing children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for moving by your Holy Spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are making the places straight for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And the angels of the Lord are going before us, God. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you are a rare guard, God, that double thunder. And I thank you, Lord God, for now, yes, Holy Ghost, that there will not be no backlashes, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone, God, under the sound of my voice. And I pray, God, hallelujah, God, any ill word that was spoken over them, God, that was not of you, God, put it under the blood today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will prosper, they will be in good health, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we say thank you, we glorify you, and we lift you up. These things I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In your Son Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. God, hallelujah, is working things out on your behalf. Be blessed, people of God. Be blessed. Be blessed. Happy Sunday to you. Amen.
Just wanna make it to heaven. I just wanna make it in. Oh, oh. I just wanna cross that river.
My Lord.
I wanna be free from sin. Oh.